This photo was taken by Eduardo Gil on September 21, 1983, during the Third March of Resistance. Still under the dictatorship, the mothers and grandmas of Plaza de Mayo improvised an outdoor workshop in the iconic plaza that lasted until midnight, where they, along with hundreds of demonstrators, outlined human silhouettes on paper, which they then pasted on the surrounding buildings, posters, and trees, despite the prevailing police presence. Men, women, and children, standing or sitting on the ground, sketched and painted on rolls of paper with brushes and rollers hundreds of life-sized figures to visualize the space occupied by 30,000 humans. For the first time, the bodily image of the disappeared was installed in the public space, adding to the symbols the mothers wielded, the scarves, the photos of their children, the rounds. The next days emphasized the presence of those people absent, merging itself with the mothers' demand for their appearance alive, which at that time was still more a real hope than the ethical stance it later became. This is how El Siluetazo was born, one of the exceptional moments in history when an artistic initiative coincides with the demands of social movements and takes shape through the momentum of a crowd. Amid a hostile and repressive city, a space of collective creation was liberated, which can be seen as a redefinition of both artistic and political practice. Without it being the original plan of Rodolfo Aguirre-Berry, Julio Flores, and Guillermo Quexel, the visual artists behind the initiative, gradually, each silhouette was given a name, age, and some details as the first list that disappeared were obtained. Once hung, people made the silhouettes their own, deeply altering via collective experience the notion of authorship, while simultaneously opening the path between the art and human rights.